what kind of crops you plant?
Well, it is mostly corn, wheat, and buckwheat. Not every farm, back in those days, they had sheep, of course, and cattle.
Yeah.
And they grew corn, wheat, buckwheat, and oats.
Uh-huh.
And I know there was a lot of sorghum molasses made back in those days.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about what did you call talking about cattle, the female is called a...
The female is called a cow.
Yeah, what was the male called?
Bull.
Now, did you ever use any other words around women?
I was thinking about that very thing the other day. Now, today, you could say bull or ram, that there's a male sheep,
uh-huh,
in the presence of women,
yeah,
and they pay no attention to it. Back in those days, well, you couldn't do that.
Uh-huh. What would you say? That's good. What would you say?
Well, I don't know. You'd maybe get away with cows, just saying cow or something, or the male. Male, yeah.
Okay, good. And did you? How about with horses?
Well, I don't know where. Be a stud and a mare, and you.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you'd say stud or not. I don't remember about that.
Okay. Do you have any of those on your farm?
No. I had a horse up about 2 years ago. He laid down and died. And there just ain't any horses on farms anymore.
I see.
So.
Do people around here use anything else for plowing other than horses?
Back in those days?
Yeah.
No. They were no tractors.
No, I didn't mean tractors. What other animals they use for plowing?
Oh, yeah, sure. I had a yoke of oxen myself one time. Oxens are used quite a lot, yeah.
Do they still use oxen around here?
No, not anymore.
When were the last oxen here, would you guess?
Well, now they was used in this logging business. Right? Many as three yoke of oxen that was on the on these logging jobs here where I work, right up this holler.
Uh-huh.
And they used lots of, more oxen back in those days than they did horses.
I see. When would you say the last year was that you plowed with oxen?
Well, that there would have to be way back there, maybe 1910.
I see.
Along there. There.
But after that, you went to using horses. I see. Did any of the people around here ever use mules?
Oh well, yeah, but not as many mules as horses.
All right. What'd you?
You fix that.
What'd she do? Have a flat?
She had a flat and took Wilton's old truck and went on to work.
Every time you come up there, you said tar's on this, she runs flat and roars. Every time. That's the key, you see?
Yeah. When you're talking about mules and you have two mules working together, now when you talk about, you wouldn't call that a yoke of mules, would you? You'd call that
a team mule, a pair of mules.
All right. And the young cow, a cow when it's first born is called what?
Calf.
Yeah, and if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you might say Daisy's going to...
Calf, or drop a calf, or...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. And do you ever use the find a calf? Find a calf for drop a calf.